When's the last time anyone asked you, want to cuddle? I mean, anyone above the age of six, that is. Well, there's a new idea sweeping through the feature sections of a few hip magazines, if not the country quite yet, cuddle parties. The idea is for adults, single and attached, to meet for several hours to simply cuddle. The idea came from a self-described sex and romance coach named Reid Mihalko. He joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Mihalko, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
I don't know how to begin other than saying,
Well,
why?
basically, it comes down to a couple of different things. One is that we live in a culture in a day and age where you're not allowed to touch anybody as adults. And all the cuddling and the tousling and the wrestling that we got as children that was so important for our socialization and for our development, once we hit adolescence, we're told to stop touching one another because it's going to lead to sex. And so as adults now, we're walking around in our 60-hour work weeks, and we're not getting enough touch.
So what's a cuddle party? Did you just walk in and throw your arms around someone, or
No. The way it works is people show up,
a consenting adult, to be sure. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. People show up, they change into their pajamas, and then we have everybody sit down kind of in a kindergarten-style circle, and we call that the welcome circle, and we go through, a quick discussion about the rules of cuddling. Rule number one is that pajamas stay on the whole time. And it's a non-sexual event, and one of the ways that we ensure that is that nobody gets naked. Rule number two is that you're allowed to kiss and nuzzle people, but you actually have to ask them for permission and get a verbal yes.
I have to ask, is it? It must be emotionally difficult for someone to say, "Can I cuddle with you?" and be told no, when they've come there to get cuddled and to do a little cuddling.
Everybody's greatest fear at a cuddle party is that nobody wants to cuddle with them.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my gosh, I have proof now. I am a loser. Nobody wants to cuddle me. And you're not stuck in seventh grade anymore, when you asked the person you had a crush on to dance at the seventh grade dance and they said no, and you were devastated. Like your seventh grade ended. And a lot of adults walk around with this kind of rejection fear that's operating on this seventh grade level, like your life's about to end. And, the way we mitigate that is, I will cuddle everybody.
Well, Mr. Mihalko, nice talking to you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Reid Mihalko is the mastermind behind cuddle parties, and you can come to our website to see if there's a cuddle party near you. I like to think there are cuddle parties breaking out all over when people listen to our show. You can come to our website, npr.org.